This episode of IntelliCast is sponsored by MTS.
MTS is a global exams company and online language school headquartered in London. So, Martin, you've been talking, I believe, to Kishore from British Council, and we're very excited about this because he was talking about the IELTS one skill retake. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. Kishore Roy is the exams lead for the UK and Ireland. And we talked about how one skill retake is going to impact students and basically what it means for so many candidates who have issues with one particular part of their IELTS test.
Brilliant. Let's have a listen.
Today, I'm joined by Kishore Roy of the British Council, and he is the exams lead for UK and Ireland. Good morning, Kishore.
Good morning, Martin.
So could you just tell us a little bit about your role at the British Council as exams lead?
Sure. So I lead a team of around 35 who are involved in exams in the UK. So we have a portfolio of products. Some are British Council owned, some are for partners. So we support the delivery, but also the business development and the marketing of those products throughout the UK and Ireland.
Okay, and today what I really want to talk to you about is the one skill retake for IELTS. So my first question to you would be, candidates have been asking for this for a long time. And so why have you made the decision now to launch this?
Yeah, so yeah, we've been aware that the candidates have been keen on something like this for a while, and we've been exploring, you know, potential options and solutions and technology to support this. The one thing that's happened in the last year or so is we've had an IELTS modernization program, which has essentially upgraded and replaced our underlying platforms and systems, and that's enabled us to do this kind of product development and product enhancement. And the first notable example of that is the IELTS One Skill Retake.
And at the moment, can you take this in any country or is it limited?
So, yeah, by and large, at the moment, it has been rolled out in most countries where we deliver IELTS on computer. There are a couple that are pending and hopefully they'll go live soon. But by and large, it's available pretty much everywhere. Just to explain the criteria, if you like, you have to have completed a full test at a test center that also offers one skill retakes, because you have to take it at the same test center. That full test must have been on IELTS and computer, and you must sit your IELTS one skill retake within 60 days of your full test. So that's they're the criteria.
Right. So it has to be computer-based. It has to be at the same center. You have to have taken the full test before.
That's right. And you have to take one skill retake within 60 days of your full test. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. And are there any differences between that one skill being taken from the full test?
So, you know, that skill itself, the test format, the test timing, the assessment criteria is exactly the same as in the full test. The only difference, obviously, is the sequencing. So you may not have, you know, the test before or after. But no, other than that, you know, the test is exactly the same. So obviously, for test takers, they'll already be familiar with the test. They don't have to worry about preparing for anything differently. It's exactly the same.
So the format is the same. There's no difference. And are there any plans to have two skills retake?
Yeah, good question. I mean, not at this moment. We've not seen the compelling case for that at the moment. However, you know, like I say, you know, with the arts modernization, we will be able to do product enhancement more effectively and efficiently. So, you know, it may be something that we look at in the future, but there's no plans at this moment.
And how personally do you see this is going to benefit the candidates having this one skills retake?
Yeah, so as I said, I think, you know, for candidates, it allows them to focus. So if they didn't perform to their best on one skill in that original test, They have the option to retake it, but they can do that and focus their preparation and their time and their effort on that one specific area that they want to do better on. They don't need to worry about the other skills. You know, they've already demonstrated their proficiency in those. So, you know, I think the big benefit is it saves time, resources, energy, you know, in respect to retaking a test. In comparison to doing a full test all over again and retaking all four sections.
Mm-hmm. Is there a limit to the number of times you can take the one skill?
Yes, you can only take it the one time. And as I said, you have to do that within 60 days. And so, yes, there is a limit. It's only one time.
And then you would have to sit the full test again and then...
That's correct.
If that unfortunately happened. Okay.
Yeah.
And can one skill retake be taken as part of CELT, CELT being a high stakes, you know, exam?
Yes.
And can it be taken as part of that?
Yeah, so one skill retakes has just been launched for CELT IELTS recently. So go live is in process at the moment. So it's available in many places, but not everywhere. And as I said, you know, we're working on those go live dates for those other locations. So as of now, as we're speaking at the end of April, the UK is pending go live for CELT once it retakes. But like I say, hopefully it'll be soon.
Okay. And just, I think those are all the questions. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add about the one skills for any of our listeners, if there's anything at all.
One thing I can clarify as well is, so obviously when someone has taken the full test, they get a test result form. When they've taken an IELTS one skill retake, they will get a new test result form in addition to the previous one, and then obviously the new form will have that one specific score update, and it will say one skill retake. So it will indicate to the reader the test taker has taken that one skill retake. All these scores from the original test obviously are the same. But that one skill will have an updated score. So they will get a second TRF just so that they're aware of it.
Okay, and it should be, you know, it will be recognised. There's no issues.
Yes,
with that.
Exactly. And the results, as usual, are valid for 2 years from the original test date.
Okay, thank you. Just to move on a little bit, because this has been a topic that we've talked about with a couple of other people involved in exams, is the future of exams regarding artificial intelligence and its integration into exams. How do you see this developing?
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a hot topic at the moment in many respects, and especially in education. So we are, you know, we've started to use it. We've started to learn from that experience, and we're looking to see how we can kind of build on it. We're already using AI to support human invigilators when it comes to IELTS online. So we've got the humans invigilating and proctoring and giving instructions, but AI is supporting in that. And I think from my point of view, that's certainly where there's value in AI. It will be useful in supporting you know, humans in whatever area. So another area we're looking at is supporting examiners with their marking. Again, it won't be, but in the short term, there's no question of it replacing any of our, you know, human invigilators or examiners, but it can be useful in a supporting context. I guess we are still a little cautious, as it were, in terms of, you know, how far to take it. You know, our priority is test quality. And we don't want to compromise on that. So, you know, we're not looking for, you know, short term efficiencies or cost savings by using AI. You know, like I say, the reliability and the validity of the test is paramount. The test quality overall will always be our priority. So we're looking to see how AI can support in those respects.
When you say support, what exactly do you mean? Can you give us a couple of examples?
So yeah, with the security for IELTS Online. So obviously, you know, with IELTS Online, test takers are taking the test at, usually at home in their own environment. So there's no human kind of presence face to face. The human is there on online, but AI is helping us just monitor the candidate's activities. So for example, you know, which directions are their eyes facing? Mm. You know, which direction are they looking at? that type of thing. So like I say, it's just to get it, because you know online testing is a different proposition entirely. It's just to support us, just to support the humans there. Again, the AI won't be making any decisions. The AI won't be, you know, giving any instructions. It'll still be the human, but there'll be, you know, our human invigilator will be getting that AI related feedback and data perhaps.
Right. And do you see any future of AI being used marking? I mean, some of the other boards use it. And are you in favor, or is it still early days to commit?
I think it's early days from my point of view. But, you know, I think in the long term, there's probably something there. But at this moment in time, like I say, I think our position is that it can support as opposed to replace. We still think, you know, humans are the best, you know, bet in terms of quality and consistency. We've got systems in place to ensure and tried and trusted systems really to ensure that the consistency and quality of human marking, and we're very, very confident in those. As I say, you know, we do see the potential for AI to support that and to improve on that even further, and ultimately, as I said, improve test quality. But at this moment, I don't see it replacing it. Again, you know, in the future, I'm sure things will change and things will improve. But at this moment, I think that's where we are.
Okay, thank you. Kishore, thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure.
And thank you to everybody. And I hope that's explained some of the points regarding the One Skills retake. Thank you again, Kishore.
Cheers. Thanks. All the best. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Sona, both of us teach IELTS, and we have a lot of students who have issues with a particular part of the IELTS test. Do you think this is going to make a big difference?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. It's not even for students that have an issue or a weakness. They might just have something turn up on the day where, you know, for some reason or the other, they don't perform as well as they could have done in one particular test. And rather than having the stress of taking everything all over again, and the risk of then, you know, maybe missing out somewhere else, whereas before they didn't, this makes things so much easier. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, it's like Kishore said, that the student can then focus on that one particular thing instead of having to worry about performing in all four skills. If they do retake, this gives them the opportunity to just totally focus on that one skill. And it takes away a lot of that pressure, and I think it's totally beneficial for them.
Martin, I'm sure, as I've done, you've had students who just missed out on one particular skill, and unfortunately, you know, because IELTS is such a high stake exam, we've had them crying in our lesson, and having the stress of having to go through the whole test again really does take its toll. And we've seen that firsthand on our students. And we feel so bad for them when this does happen. So I think having this opportunity just to take that one test again that they didn't quite get their mark for is going to be such a mental comfort to them, if, you know, if nothing else.
Yes, definitely. It should be win-win for them. There's no doubt about that. The fact that, like you said, it's such a pressure on them when it's to do with, you know, a job, promotion or securing a job, immigration, whatever. The fact that they thought of having to do the whole thing again, whereas this one take really does take away that pressure.
Yeah. The only thing I have noticed, though, is that the Nursing and Midwifery Council and the GMC don't currently accept IELTS one skill retake. So I think it will be interesting to see if that changes as time progresses, really.
Yes, that would be. Perhaps we can keep an eye on that and see, report back if there are any changes with that. Just moving away from IELTS a little bit, I was interested to hear about the use of AI. with monitoring. It seems to be that the British Council are more on the side of monitoring rather than replacing, let's say, examiners or markers, for instance, with AI. And I thought that was particularly interesting.
Yeah, especially the aspect of having AI there as a support. And I think that's the trend that we've been seeing recently. I know at the beginning there was this big kind of scare factor going around. Oh, AI is going to replace teachers and examiners and invigilators. But actually, I think what's coming out more and more is no, we are nowhere close to having, you know, humans being replaced yet. What we need to do is look at how we can use AI to enhance things and assist us and make life a bit easier. And if, you know, AI can do that in helping invigilate, etc., then that can only be a good thing.
Yes, definitely. Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast on the IELTS skill, one skill retake. And if you've got any questions or thoughts, do drop us a line, and you can always contact us on social media as well, LinkedIn and Instagram. Please do share this podcast with any of your friends or colleagues who might be interested in it. And we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Great. Thanks very much. Bye, everyone.
Bye. This episode of Intellicast is sponsored by MTS.
MTS is a global exams company and online language school headquartered in London.